All right, so last thing we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the propensity for some of us, whether or not it's the church culture that we find ourselves in or that we just don't realize we have access to something that can free us. I think because I've already experienced this, and we do, I mean, we're gonna go straight to scripture. My experiences are squat next to scripture. So one of the things that we can find ourselves trapped in is, the first and second day of this podcast. Humility, introspection. More introspection, go back to humility, introspection, ask forgiveness, go back to humility, introspection. There's a marker that's being left out of that whole scenario that will keep us trapped in between those two things. And believe me, you can find more and more and more and more and more stuff. And your religion isn't pure because it isn't going on to more fruit. It isn't going on to walking in victory. Okay? Walking in power. Being rooted deeper. And here's the missing element. Here's the missing element. Hold on to your hats. So here we go. We're going to go to Ephesians 3, 8. 8 through 20. It's quite a bit of scripture. But here we go. Though I am least deserving, Paul is trying to explain to these people that are in mourning over him a little bit about what's going on. And so he starts in verse 8 describing himself. Though I am the least deserving of all God's people, he's like, got a sin problem. He graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them. This is no small task, and I'm doing it. I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his was. Notice he's addressing not my plan, not your plan, God's plan. Not your perspective. I'm trying to reach down. I'm trying to let you know, yes, I know what it's like to be sinful. But here, let's move on. Let's look a little higher than just ourselves and our sin. Back to ourselves, oh God, help. Back to our sin. Oh God, help, 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 help. Get back to our sin. And introspection and meditation. Just stuck, stuck, circle, stuck. Stuck, stuck, wall after wall. Hit it again, hit it. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers. Remember that battle we talked about that we are in, whether we like it or not? Paul's speaking to this. Unseen rulers, authorities in heavenly places, this was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. What is this talking about? Glorifying God. That is our last marker. Praise God. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep reading, but let me tell you, feels has got nothing to do with it. You know what happens when you only praise God when you feel like it? You will be stuck between the first two. Real praise of God happens when we don't feel it. When we don't see it. All they're seeing is Paul's in jail. Suffering. Hurt. Feeling abandoned. Discouraged. Let's keep reading. Because Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly. Remember, do you want to get beyond one and two here? Would you, do you desire this kind of freedom? This is the kind of freedom that comes with praising God no matter what. It's real freedom. Why? Because you have God's view on what, on the circumstances now that you're facing. Maybe you're reaping consequences from your sin. Maybe you're being sinned against. Maybe you are just knee deep in this battle that will happen. The godly will suffer persecution. It's the person that can praise God no matter what that will walk in boldness, that will walk in freedom. Why? Because they have God's view on their situation. And this is what Paul's trying to get them to. We can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. So please don't lose heart of my trials here. I am suffering for you. You should be honored. When I think of all this, I fall on my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you. Do you want this power, or do you want to stay where they are and focus on the destruction, focus on the bitterness, focus on the pain, focus on the suffering, focus just back one and two. Go, oh, a new thing, go back to, maybe I did something wrong, back one and two. Lots of churches stay in one and two. Paul's calling them beyond that. Beyond that, praise no matter what. Praise no matter what. Pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength from his spirit. You know, you cannot praise God in dire circumstances without the spirit of God, right? Because it's so antithetical to our flesh. It is so against the flesh, it ain't funny. There's nothing like praising God in pain that says, nope, to the flesh. You're done for today. You're done. This is the Spirit of God. Confirming in you his work. Confirming in you God's plan for you. Confirming in you his available power. Praising in the storm. Casting Crowns did a song like that. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Roots shout out, woohoo! And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high. This is the reality. This is the reality. God's love is the reality in your situation. How deep his love is. But I can't see. Praise anyway. And if you can't open your mouth, let's go back to Psalm 51. David lost his child. I was going to lose, but this is after he was confronted. I don't have the math on if this was before or after he lost his child. But here in verse 15, you can even pray this of Psalm 51. O Lord, open my lips. I don't know how many times I've had to pray that. Open my lips because I don't feel it. Open my lips because I'm stuck in one and two. You really don't believe when you're stuck in one and two, okay? If you don't believe God is in control of your circumstances, if you don't believe God is overall, if you don't believe in the breadth of God's love, you'll be stuck. Going back to, you know, oh, what was me? Wall. know. Believe me. Ask me how I know this. Ask me. Open my lips and my mouth will. It will. Declare your praise. May you experience the love of Christ. Verse 19. In Ephesians 3, back in Ephesians 3. Though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty work and through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we can ask or think in your life today. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all, there ain't nothing new under the sun, all, whatever you're going through, it's been done before, generations, forever and ever. Amen and peace out.